It's all about the white wines Italy has to offer this evening in our Wine of the Week.
So let's talk Suave and Pinot Grigio with wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg. Hiya, Scott.
Hi, ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Or I should say, buonasera.
Buonasera.
That's right, buonasera. Right.
So listen, Italy has a broad assortment of white wines. Where do you want to start?
They do. Let's start way up north, at the northern edge of Italy, up near Switzerland, in Trentino. The beautiful little winery up there, 2011 Torre de Luna Sauvignon Blanc della Venezia. The IGT. Now, this is a straw-colored wine, intensely aromatic bouquet filled with tropical fruit and citrus blossoms. As you know, Sauvignon Blancs can get a little grassy at times. This one goes more towards the tropical side. And you don't typically think of Sauvignon Blanc in Italy, but this is definitely one to try. Bright acidity, grapefruit, lemon-lime flavors just gives the wine a really refreshing boost. It's crisp and light. It just calls out for seafood risotto, and it's only $10.
Now, what about folks who like Pinot Grigio?
Well, let's go a little bit further south. The 2011 Saint-Michel Pinot Grigio from Trentino. This is the DOC. This is a nose of distinctive scents, peach, nectarine, a little bit of wet stone in there, which I really like. It's got a fruity yet dry mouthfeel. It's not your average or typical Pinot Grigio. Then you get these notes of peach, nectar, a little bit of pear, a little bit of citrus, nice mineral undertones. It really supports this wine. $16.
A region best known for the red grape in Italy is also producing a pretty tasty white, Scott.
It is. Let's talk a little bit from the region of Piedmonte, the 2011 Brogilia La Marina Gave di Gavi, DOGC. Now, this is 100% Gave grape. It's a white grape varietal, and it's from a single vineyard, which is really important. This is a really aromatic wine filled with scents of wildflowers and ripe peaches. The mouthfeel, it's just silky and rich and textured in layers of ripe peach and apricot. Touch of nectarine vie for attention on the tongue. The bold and substantial acidity really give this wine a beautiful long-term aging potential. But if you have to drink it today, and I would, I'd try it with grilled branzino, $17.
Wow, everything under $20.
It
so
is.
Great value.
Yeah, and a warm weekend, folks. Let's party with the Italian whites.
All right. Sounds good. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.